Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is Wednesday, and we are heading into Father's Day weekend here in the States. And my name is Deborah Leanne. Time for a little Wednesday wisdom. And the emotions are reeling in our country. It's not like this is. Well, it is big news. We've had so many shootings, though. Unfortunately, it's something that's more commonplace than I think any of us wants to feel. We don't want. I think John Oliver, one of them, said that it's a pain that we're all too familiar with, and it's true. And as we continue on the topic of the masculine energy and embracing it within ourselves, one of the things we really need to look at is the masculine energy of violence. So before we get into the topic, let's spend a few moments with getting present and opening and finding what is here for us. And I am not claiming to have any of the answers. I'm just going to open a portal or a doorway or a connection that will allow us to explore this on a deeper level. So feeling our feet and our legs nice and heavy. Send our connectors and our little roots from the bottom of our feet way, way, way down. Sometimes I actually like to imagine that the cords go down and wrap around the core of Mother Earth three times, totally pulling us down, down, down. It's funny, when I do that, my stomach muscles actually tighten as I can feel the energy moving downward. Once we connect with that power source, let's just turn that on and allow it to come up through our energy system. Feeling the grounding cords tugging us down, yet knowing that we're being replenished with this beautiful energy, from the magnetic core of our mother. And then as we sit up tall, allow our shoulders to drop back down and lengthening our neck, pulling our head even taller, calling back all of our energy. Danielle Laporte said a beautiful thing about, I call all my power back. I am complete and whole. I call all my power back. I am complete and whole. And one more deep breath in and out through our mouth. And let's call our power back one final time in all directions. North, south, east, west, above, below, and within, calling our power back. Yes. And then connecting to our unique, brilliant light. That light beam that is only there for us, for each of us, has our very own. And it's this source that allows us to resource over and over and over again. It allows us to come back to who we are, what we decided we really wanted to do in this lifetime, and to know that we're not in this alone. We are completely supported by seen and unseen angels and guides and teachers. Love, all those different kinds of sources. And allowing that system to come just through our system, calming any of the jangled energies, rinsing away things that don't even belong to us that we're carrying around, and allow us to just drop into this very moment right now, because this is where we can find our truth, right? Because we're going to do a little truth telling. And as we look at this tragedy, we look at where it happened in the entertainment capital of the world, right? The family place of Orlando, Disney's beautiful space that they created there for imagination and fun, right? And we look that it happened in a gay bar. And the other facts tell us that it was Latin night and there were a lot of Hispanic members, community members in attendance that evening, having a wonderful time, going there to enjoy who they are, who they love, and be in a space where they felt at home, safe, connected, maybe even more so than they did at home with their families. And we look at what we know about the shooter, and we look at the faith that he supposedly is. People are using that as the blame of why he did what he did. And yet we know that he went to this place over and over again. He was a member of this community. We also know that he had been married, and so maybe due to the Islamic faith felt that that was wrong to be. So he had his own internal demons working. So we don't know the reasons for that, and that's not the point. But the aftermath, not only are we having to put together all of the pieces that these poor families are experiencing so much loss, and the law enforcement is doing their job of trying to track down all of the pieces, but what we're looking at now is a lot of blaming. It's the gun manufacturer. It's the gun sellers. It's the laws around gun control. It's the Republicans. It's the Democrats. It's the state of Florida. It's the city of Orlando. And every time we do that, pointing outside of ourselves, there's so much going on inside of us. If we are not in full compassion for all of that that's going on, if there's any anger and blame going on, I would invite you to look inside of where that's coming from. And the other thing that's really scary is when we actually talk about this with people. I had someone say she couldn't even stand reading her Facebook feed because of all of her friends that were just ranting. And it's difficult when you're sensitive and a little bit more aware of the connection of all things, of how we're all connected, that when those hateful words hit the ethers and we all get slapped by them, it's just adding fuel to the fire. It's not solving anything. And the more that we embrace our feminine energy and power, it also means we embrace all that we are, right? And we are masculine energy. We live in a very masculine culture. And violence is now a public health issue that needs to be dealt with. How can we, as visionary women leaders, speak up, take action, look at different ways to create options where there's more love, more dialogue, more ending to the ism culture that we live in, racism, sexism, homophobism. I don't know what the one is. There's got to be an ism that's the anti-other party ism, you know? The damn liberals or the freaking right conservative ism. I mean, all of that. I guess it would be liberalism and conservatism. But anyway, the point is that all of these isms are just like additional viruses. And some of us claim that we're immune to them, but we're not. We're all living with them in one way, shape, or another. Some people will die because of an ism, right? And I know deeply in my heart that we are here for something bigger. We are being called sisters, women leaders, powerful feminine women leaders, to change the course. It's funny, today was a day where I didn't feel well, and I woke up with this raging headache that's kind of turned into a migraine after that, and I haven't had one of those in quite a long while. And we're going to have the hottest day yet today with the combination of heat and humidity here. And I just thought, I don't know if I can go out. I'll probably faint or something. So I canceled my first thing, and then I canceled my second thing, and then I canceled my lunchtime thing. And I thought, I'm not going to cancel this. This is my truth, right? I'm speaking up and speaking out, and I'm asking you to do the same. When you see something that comes across your feed that's from someone that you know, not maybe somebody that you don't know, or even somebody you don't know. I've even been on pages where I don't know the people, and I responded, and it flared up this huge, ugly conversation, which I finally had to say, you know, I don't understand how you can all be here in support of a stronger country and talk to each other this way, and I'm bowing out. But the fact that I didn't let it die, because this is what we do. As bystanders, when we hear something, we see something that is hurtful and hateful, and we don't say anything, we might as well just be doing it. We might as well be throwing another rock. And I know for a long time we've been told to be quiet, shut up, sit still, look pretty, be nice, don't cause waves. But that time is over. And there may be backlash. There may be people that say, I don't want to, they unfriend me on my business page, or they unfriend me from their feed because they don't want to see my stuff. That's fine. That's fine. And I've done the same. I've hidden one of my brother's notifications because I can't read his stuff anymore. And when he went off on a rant recently in a family text, which is not the place, I don't think, but he went off on something about, well, of course, it was about the judge for the Stanford rape, which is another topic that we didn't even talk about. The judge that allowed that young man to only have a sentence of 6 months, and now he might actually get out after 3 months after raping a woman. Because I believe he's blonde, blue-eyed, and comes from a wealthy family. And he's a Stanford athlete. All things that our society think are a little bit more important than somebody who maybe isn't a Stanford student, doesn't play on an Olympic hopeful team, and doesn't have the same color skin, doesn't come from the same background. That person would have been put away for 10 years. At least. And I spoke up about it, and my brother said, bet the judge was a liberal. And I went and I did my research, and sure as shooting, he's a Democrat. And I didn't want to say anything. And of course, my brother then responds to us all saying, see, he was, and he should be disbarred, and see what happens when those damn liberals or something, he went off on it. And I just said, hey, stop it. This isn't the place. We're all in agreement that it was a bad call and he should lose his job. But blaming a whole half of the country for someone's actions is not the way to go. And it was shocking because he actually came back with, you're right. My other brothers and sisters didn't say anything because I guess they're used to us having this kind of a banter when we get together for family holidays and stuff. But the point is, how can you use your voice, opening your heart and speaking from your heart as to what you're seeing, what you're feeling, what you're believing. You don't have to blame anybody, but you can speak your truth in a way that you're practicing your leadership. Because leadership is not about continuing in the same direction we've been going. It's not about keeping things in status quo. It's about when things are in absolute flux. Excuse me, that almost came out wrong. But it's when things are upside down. It's when the boat is overturned. It's when there's an emergency or a catastrophe or a tragedy that true leadership emerges. It's in those times that we, especially if we've been mothers, as caretakers, we know how to handle it when something happens. We forget about ourselves and we rush over and put our head on our hand on the head to stem the bleeding of a child's wound, right? We just know what to do. And there's a couple of pieces. I just love the synchronicity when I'm on a thread and things come my way. I want to share just a few things with you. One of the things was I saw this on a Facebook feed today, and it was a Marianne Williamson quote. And it says, until we have met the monsters in ourselves, we keep trying to slay them in the outer world. And we find that we cannot, for all darkness in the world stems from darkness in the heart. And it is there that we must do our work. This is the point I'm trying to make, is how important it is for each of us to claim and stand in our dignity, our integrity. And these are aspects that no one can take away from us. We know who we are. So can we hold our head high, not with pride, not with hiding or over humility, but standing as the observer, and I'm going to use the words from this beautiful Wisdom Oracle deck, seeing through the eyes of your soul. This is what puts you in a position of power and strength, because authenticity is your home. You're safe here in the house of your soul, your spirit, and your highest self, or the higher spirit. So it's funny, because after being up since about 3 this morning with this sinus headache thing that was kind of starting to come on yesterday afternoon, after speaking all of this truth, it's down to a pretty dull roar right now. It's not as painful. And could be the fact that I had a little bit of matcha green tea, that caffeine might have helped stem being off coffee for the last few days. Could be, who knows. But I just want to thank you for giving me the space and the forum and the opportunity to be and share who I am with you. And I ask that you do the same. I invite you to, randomly or not, select a few people today and tell them something from your heart. Speak your truth. Practice speaking. If it feels better, look into their eyes and find something that's uniquely brilliant about them to share. Or, if it's a withhold, we used to call them, things that have been on your mind, maybe in the way of truly connecting more deeply with this person that you love, maybe it's something that you need to share in a way that can be heard. And, you know, our therapists have told us that when you use the words, when you do this, I feel this. I request this instead. And following that format of when you do this, when you say this, when I hear this from you, I feel this. What I would really love to hear from you is this. What I would really love to see from you is this. Following that format, speaking up. So, who's game? Who's ready to actually speak your mind? Maybe you can set the number. I'm going to go for 3 people a day for the next week, sharing gratitude for the relationships I've got, sharing a withhold of something that's really bothering me because I've got a few people I need to clean some things up with, and sharing just how much I love certain people who maybe could use hearing that right now. So that's our challenge for the week. And as usual, I would love to hear from you. If you want to work through any of these topics around truth-telling, I do a whole module about that in my leadership work, or about standing in your power on a deeper level, or about clearing anything that seems like a block in your throat that's keeping you from speaking up and speaking out. Each of these things are holding us back, and it's not just holding you back or me back, but it's holding back the collective. It's holding back all of women. It's holding back our daughters and our sisters. It's holding back our communities from having a different experience in this life. And it's holding back humanity. And we all need this right now. Shining our light, expressing the darkness within us, and doing our work. Because it is by doing that that our leadership naturally emerges. Whether you like it or not. There's a lot of us, aren't there, that are the, the reluctant heroes or sheroes, if you want to use that term, or heroine, whatever. So I'm going to close on that. You know how to reach me. Wherever you're seeing this podcast, it'll have a way that you can click on and respond, or you can reach out via Deborah@DeborahLeanne.com, or on my Facebook page, just message me, and I'll be happy to set up a phone call with you. The first opportunity for us to get to know each other is always complimentary, because I believe there's synergy in learning from each other. And if you're local, I'd love to meet for a cup of coffee or tea. So, take excellent care of yourself, and I will speak with you next Wednesday. And I invite you to do the challenge, speaking up to your choice, 3 to 5 people, just one person every day for a week. Let's strengthen that muscle, shall we? Take good care. Bye-bye.